Or, the lights Carter brought came on. The video screens clicked and flashed into motion. Carter took a bow. We all applauded. It's so annoying how Carter always needs to hog the spotlight and be the star. But I had to admit, this was pretty awesome. I grabbed the GoPro camera and started to take a video of all the equipment humming away. Scarlett and Mia sat down cross-legged on the floor in front of the motion detector screen. Chang and Denisha stood behind them. They waved to the camera as I panned it past them. The generator worked fine for about 3 minutes. Then a deafening explosion made me jump. The lights flickered and died. The screens went dark. I gasped as a flash of fiery light burst from the generator, followed by a sizzling current sound. Then silence. I stood gazing at the dead equipment, breathing hard. And a powerful gust of cold wind swirled in from out of nowhere. The torch on the wall made a loud whoosh as it died. The red flames turned purple, then went dark. All the candles went out. All of them. All at once. "Oh, wow," I muttered, blinking into the complete blackness. "I don't believe this."
"I can't see a thing," Chang cried. "Somebody do something," Denisha shouted.
I gazed into the inky darkness. No light at all. Not a flicker. I took a step towards the others, then stopped. Something plopped heavily onto my foot. I tried to kick it off, but I felt it slide under my jeans cuff. Something warm and soft, with scratchy, prickly feet. Something alive was crawling up my leg. Chapter 20. I screamed and started to kick my leg. Prickly feet dug into the skin on my calf as the creature crawled higher. I slapped at it, twisted and kicked.
"Riley, what's wrong?"
I heard Scarlett's cry in the dark.
"What's going on?" Chang demanded. "What's happening?"
I grabbed at the creature under my jeans. I could feel it, a soft lump. Moaning, I gave another hard kick. I felt it slide down my leg. I heard a thump as it hit the floor. I cried out and shielded my eyes as a bright beam of light shone on my face. Squinting, I followed the light as it slid over the floor.
"How smart was I to bring this LED flashlight?" Carter said.
He shone the light on the creature. It was a mouse. It stood on its hind legs, staring up at me, its head tilted to one side.
"That's a big mouse," Denisha cried.
"It climbed up my leg," I stammered. But then I recognized it. Suddenly I remembered it from the game. It wasn't an ordinary mouse.
"We've got to get out of here," I cried. "Riley, it's just a mouse," Carter said.
No, I stammered. I didn't have to say anything else. In the light from Carter's flashlight, we all saw the creature begin to grow. Standing on its hind legs, it grew quickly, stretched and grew. In seconds, it was the size of a cat. Its bones creaked and cracked as it rose up, stretched, rolling its eyes, cranking its head from side to side. As I stared in horror, it rose to the size of a German shepherd. It gnashed its pointed teeth. The click of its jaws echoed off the walls. It swiped giant paws in the air, preparing to attack. A raspy growl escaped its open mouth. And we took off. I reached the doorway first and tore into the pitch-black hall. I hesitated. Which way to run? Which way? It didn't matter. We just had to get away from the jaws of the mouse monster. Running in darkness, my shoes thudding on the hard floor, I heard the others behind me. Heard them breathing hard and murmuring their fear, sharp cries and whimpers. And I listened for the heavy bump of giant mouse paws as the creature chased after us, its prey. Unable to see, my head smacked a wall. We'd come to the end of the hall. I let out a groan and staggered back, fighting off the pain and dizziness.
We all huddled in this dark corner. Carter's white beam of light danced over us, revealing the terror on our faces. "We can't stay here," I said. "This was a terrible idea. The house is just like the video game. The same creatures live here. They're all deadly. All of them."
"It can't be the same," Mia said. "That's crazy."
"You saw that mouse," I cried. "How crazy was that?"
We thought the old house was deserted, empty."
Carter shook his head.
"Well, it's not," I said. "The game is true. That giant mouse is only on level 2. If we run into more dangerous creatures, if we run into the beast, we're doomed."
"The beast?" Chang asked in a tiny voice. "What's that?"
I heard sounds down the hall, thumps and scrapes. "No time to talk," I said. "We have to find our parents and get out of here."
"But how do we get out?"
Scarlet demanded. Before I could answer, I saw a flash of light from a wall torch down the hall. An enormous creature burst into the light, and I opened my mouth in a scream of horror. "It's too late," I told them, watching the creature lumber toward us. "It's the beast." Chapter 21.
"Hurry, this way," I choked out.
We hurtled down the hall, turned, tore through another hall. I had no time to tell them that the beast was the most deadly creature of Shutter Mansion. Sometimes human, sometimes an enormous roaring animal. It couldn't be defeated. When I played the game, I never even tried to face the beast. I turned and ran. I knew if I tried to battle him, it would be game over for me. But this wasn't the game. The beast was real. All of the horrors of the Shutter Mansion game were real. My friends and I weren't having a silly, safe adventure we could video. We were in real-life danger we probably wouldn't survive. Carter's light danced over the floor and walls ahead of us as we ran. Not too far behind us, I could hear the grunts and growls and heavy footsteps of the creature pursuing us. "We can't keep running," I said. "We have to find a place to hide."
"That door is open,"
Chang said, pointing to a dark opening just ahead of us. "Be careful," I warned. "The beast is very clever. He likes to set traps." But we didn't have time to be careful. We dove into the room, gasping for breath, holding our sides. Carter's light swept all around. The room appeared to be a kitchen. Denisha groaned and held her nose.
"Ew, stinks in here," she said.
The sour aroma choked my throat, like rotting decayed meat or something, I said, breathing out. Scarlet pointed.
"What's that pile of stuff on the kitchen counter? Are those animal skeletons?"
Before anyone could answer, I uttered a startled cry.
"Hey, my shoes!"
Everyone discovered it at the same time. The floor was soft and sticky. My shoes were stuck in some kind of gunk. I struggled to raise my foot. I couldn't lift my shoe out of the thick, sticky goo. I stood there on one foot for a while, trying to decide what to do. The others were struggling, too.
"Can't walk,"
Chang groaned, bending his knees. His arms bobbed at his sides as he tried to keep his balance. He looked like he was doing a high wire act in the circus. I saw Denisha grab the back of one knee, trying to pry her foot out of the thick muck on the floor. She pulled hard, stumbled forward, and fell face down with a horrified scream.
"Oh, it smells, it smells,"
Denisha cried, down on the floor.
"Help me, somebody."
Scarlet and Mia struggled over to her and reached to pull her up from the sticky mess. We all were trying to pull our shoes free, tilting and squirming to keep our balance. The light from Carter's flashlight zigzagged over the ceiling as he struggled to walk.
"We're like flies in a spiderweb," Denisha said. "We can't move at all. What can we do?"
"It's a trap," I said, shaking my head sadly. The beast set a trap for us, and we walked right into it.
Now what?
Chang asked in a trembling voice.
What happens in the game?
He'll eat us, one by one.
Chapter 22. Scarlet grabbed my arm.
Help me! Can you pull me to the door?
I twisted to reach her, and my foot came out of my sneaker. With a cry of surprise, I gazed down at my shoe stuck in the syrupy gunk. I can't move, I rasped, trying to balance on one foot. I can't stand like this much longer, I thought, teetering to one side. I started to panic, and then it came to me. I had been in this trap once before. Yes, I knew how we could escape, if the beast didn't get to us first. Take off your shoes, I said. The idea did not go over well.
No way. Are you crazy? If we do that, our socks will be stuck in the goo.
That's totally stupid. Take off your shoes and socks, I said. Leave them where they are. Listen to me. I beat this trap once. I know this will work.
But then our feet will be stuck, Denisha said. The only way out of here is to fly.
Listen, everyone, you've got to believe me, I said.
What if we all hold on to each other?
Chang suggested.
If we move as a group, maybe we can pull each other to the door.
We have to call our parents, Scarlet said. We need them to help us.
I already checked my phone. There's no cell service, I said. And even if we all shouted at once, no way they'd hear us. Besides, they wouldn't get here in time. My voice trembled. The beast is right down the hall. Carter twisted and bent in the goo. He looked like he was doing a strange dance.
I can't budge, he said, gasping for breath. Let's listen to Riley.
Whoa, that was a surprise. Okay, take off your shoes and socks, I said. Don't worry about stepping in the goo with your bare feet. The goo doesn't stick to human skin. You won't sink into it, I promise.
That's crazy,
Chang muttered.
This is all crazy, Denisha said.
Riley is right. We'd better hurry,
Mia said. She had been silent this whole time. I'd almost forgotten she was there.
I can't believe we're not getting this on video, Carter muttered. Mrs. Bloom will never believe it.
Hurry, I said. Forget about the video. We're in a real trap. We're helpless in here. Hurry! I already had one shoe off. I put one hand on the wall to balance myself, leaned over, and pulled off the sock. I tossed the sock into the gunk. Then I slid my foot out of my other shoe. I pulled off my sock, balled it up, and heaved it away. I glanced around. I was the first one to take my shoes and socks off. All eyes were on me now. Check it out, I said. I was standing in the thick goo. My feet will bounce over the layer of gunk, I said. They won't sink, they won't stick, and I'll be able to walk out of here without a problem. I was standing on top of my shoes. Now I lifted my right foot and lowered it to the goo. Then, balancing carefully, I lowered my left foot into the sticky gunk. They sank deep into the goo. I tried to move. I couldn't pull them up. Both feet stuck. A startled cry escaped my throat. It didn't work, I stammered.
Chapter 23. Everyone groaned.
I knew it,
Scarlet cried. And then I felt a tickle on the bottoms of my feet. The tickle became a push. I glanced down. It took a few seconds to realize what was happening. The goo was pushing my feet up, bouncing them to the surface. I took a step, then another. Yes! I did it, I shouted. I'm free! The goo felt like jello under my feet, but I walked over it until I reached the door. I poked my head out into the dark hall and peered both ways. No sign of the beast.
Hurry! I shouted.
But what about our shoes?
Chang demanded.
We can't walk around barefoot.
Just leave them, I said. It's better than being eaten by a monster. I watched them scramble out of their shoes and socks. A few seconds later, we were huddled barefoot in the hall.
We have to tell our parents what happened, Denisha said. Maybe they can help us get our shoes back.
Forget the shoes, I said. Don't you understand the danger we're in? We have to get out of this house.
He's right. But first we have to get the camcorder, Carter said. We have to get this on video. We have to get proof.
We're going to die, I moaned. We can't go back. We're going to die. Carter ignored me. So did everyone else. They followed Carter back to the room, stumbling and fumbling in the dark. I'd never been so tense or alert in my life. With every footstep, I listened for sounds of the beast or a glimpse of the hideous creature.
I can't see a thing, Carter said. Where's the camcorder? I've got to find my night vision goggles.
Outside the windows, low clouds had covered the moon. Dim gray light managed to seep in. Carter, do you still have those matches? I asked. Let's light some candles.
My feet are freezing, Chang said, and I think I got a splinter walking down the hall.
We managed to light 3 or 4 candles. The soft glow brought the room into focus. Carter picked up the GoPro camera and handed it to me.
Riley, let's video me talking about what happened in the room with the goo on the floor. Maybe we can go back there and take some shots of our shoes stuck in the floor.
Go back there?
No way, Chang and Denisha exclaimed in unison.
Are you crazy? I cried. Didn't you hear what I said about the beast? About this old house? It's deadly, Carter. There are monsters around every corner. And this isn't a game. It's real. We really could die.
Carter took a step back. For the first time, his grin faded, and I saw a flash of fear on his face. Let's go, I said. Now. No more talk till we're out of here and safe. I took a few steps, but Denisha pulled me back.
What's your problem? I snapped.
Just wait a minute, Denisha said.
Wait a minute, everyone. Where is Scarlet?
Huh? Her question sent a chill to the back of my neck.
Scarlet?
I gazed around the room. I didn't see my sister.
Did she escape the goo with us?
Mia asked.
I don't know, Denisha said. I think so. I think she was right behind me.
Hey, Scarlet! I shouted. My voice came out high and shrill.
Scarlet, are you here?
No answer. Chapter 24. I froze. I had to force myself to breathe. I grabbed a candle and darted out into the hall.
Scarlet! Scarlet!
I shouted her name again and again, listening to my voice ring off the dark walls. Trying to shield the candle flame with one hand, I went running full speed back down the hall. My heartbeats thudded as loudly as my bare feet on the floorboards.
Riley, where are you going?
I heard Chang's voice behind me.
To find Scarlet, I said.
As I ran, I tried to think.
Did anyone just vanish from sight in the video game? Did anyone just disappear?
There were so many levels in the game. Some single player, some multiplayer. The higher levels got more and more dangerous. And sometimes, when someone disappeared, they never returned. I reached the room with the sticky floor. My chest felt about to burst. My head throbbed.
Scarlet, are you in here?
I pushed the candle in front of me. Raised it high so that its dim, flickering light spread over the floor. I could see the shoes and socks still sunk in the thick carpet of goo. No sign of my sister.
Scarlet, where are you?
I turned and ran back to the others. My feet pounded the hard floor, but I didn't feel anything. I was numb now, numb with fright. The others greeted me with wide-eyed, frightened expressions on their faces.
You didn't find her?
Mia stammered. I shook my head.
Come on, we have to hurry downstairs. We have to tell our parents Scarlet has disappeared. I started toward the stairs. Denisha and Chang were close behind me. We stopped when we heard shouts. Faint shouts. I turned back into the room. I saw flashing lights outside the windows. Voices from outside. What's going on? I cried. We stampeded to the windows. Carter reached them first. He peered down to the lawn.
Our parents! He cried.
I pushed up beside him and squinted into the darting lights down below us.
Hey!
I uttered a cry when I saw Mom and Dad. They were running across the grass. I could hear them screaming. I could hear the other parents screaming too as they bolted toward the street. Denisha's parents outran my parents as if it was a race to get away. Their jackets were flapping behind them. Chang's grandparents were far behind the others, but they were doing their best to run, holding hands as they hobbled awkwardly across the grass and tall weeds.
They're running away, I cried. They're all running away.
I pounded frantically on the window glass, pounded with both fists.
Stop! I screamed at the top of my lungs. Stop! Where are you going? Why are you leaving us here? Stop! Hey, stop!
They couldn't hear me. The other kids were pounding on the window too, shouting and pounding. But our terrified parents didn't turn back. Leaning forward into the wind, pumping their hands at their sides, they raced to the street, ran to their cars. We grew silent. We stopped pounding the windows. We gave up. Gave up, and watched them all drive away.
Chapter 25.
I covered my face with my hands.
I don't believe it, I whispered.
They all look totally freaked, Carter said, like something scared them to death.
I pulled out my phone.
Maybe our phones will work in this part of the house. I'll try calling them. I'll find out what happened, I said.
Denisha already had her phone pressed to her ear. Carter pulled a phone from his jeans pocket. I pushed my mom's number and waited.
Silence. Come on, come on, I urged.
I couldn't get the picture out of my mind. The picture of them running across the yard, screaming as they ran.
What scared them like that? What was so frightening that they abandoned us?
My phone isn't working.
Denisha's trembling voice cut into my thoughts.
Huh?
I lowered the phone from my ear and squinted at it. She was right. No bars in this part of the house either. No service.
We can't call them, Carter said, sighing. We can't call out.
But then I heard a voice on my phone. A deep voice.
Hello?
Dad! I cried. Dad, what happened? Why did you leave? Why did everyone run out of here?
Silence. A long pause. And then the laughter started. Deep, cold laughter. Evil laughter that rose higher and higher and grew louder. I gazed at my friends. Everyone heard it. The phone slipped from my hand. I caught it before it hit the floor. I raised it back to my ear.
Who is this? I screamed. Who is this?
I stared at the screen. No bars. The phone couldn't make a call.
Then who was laughing like that?
I held the phone in front of me and heard the booming voice.
Are you ready to feed the beast?
Chapter 26.
We have to get out of here, I said. We have to get help. We have to get help to find Scarlet.
No one replied. I could see by their faces that they were too frightened to move. I knew the terrifying voice of the beast was in everyone's ears.
We can run to my house, I said. It's only 2 blocks away.
Gripping the candle in front of me, I ran out of the room and to the stairway. The wooden steps felt rough under my bare feet, but I didn't care. I had to get to Mom and Dad. I had to tell them about Scarlet. The other kids came scrambling down the stairs after me. Candles burned all around the room, just as when we had gone upstairs. The snacks were still there, bags of chips and pretzels and pizza slices spread out on a table. Cans of soda and water. Everything was as we left it, except the room was empty. I ran into the entryway and stumbled over a crack in one of the tiles. Pain shot up my leg. I caught my balance against the double front doors. "Let's go," I shouted. "We're out of here." I grabbed the doorknob on the right, twisted it, and pulled. The door didn't budge. I tried again. Nothing doing. It was stuck shut. I grabbed the other doorknob in both hands and pulled as hard as I could. Ow! Pain roared down my shoulder inside. The door didn't open.
"Let me try it," Carter said, shoving me out of the way.
He grabbed both knobs and pulled. Then he tried pushing the doors. Finally, he gave up with a groan. When he turned back to us, his face had gone pale and his chin trembled.
"Are we locked in?" he murmured. "Our parents wouldn't lock us in, would they?"
Chapter 27. We all burst out talking at once, our voices shrill and frantic.
"Why would they do that?"
"They wouldn't lock us in. That's impossible."
"There are other doors. We have to try them. Our parents would never run out of here and lock the doors behind them. Then who locked them?"
"Shut up. Everyone shut up. If we're going to get out of here, we have to stay calm," I shouted.
"How can we stay calm?" Chang cried. "There's a terrifying monster in here, watching us, waiting for us."
I shut my eyes and pictured the layout of the mansion. There are two side doors, sliding doors in one of the master bedrooms, a hidden door you can reach from the basement, I said, thinking hard. I opened my eyes. Chang was tapping my shoulder.
"Riley? Riley?"
I pushed his hand away. "What is it? I'm trying to picture the other doors." Chang motioned around the entryway.
"Riley, where is Mia? Do you see Mia?"
Denisha gasped. Carter let out a cry. I turned and gazed all around. "She's gone too?" The four of us shouted her name. No reply.
"One by one,"
Chang muttered, shaking his head.
"How is this happening? We're disappearing one by one. Did the beast grab Scarlet and Mia?"
The three of them were staring at me, as if I had the answer.
I don't know what's happening," I stammered. "This isn't in the video game."
Denisha hugged herself tight to stop the trembling chills that shook her body. Tears formed in her eyes and rolled down her cheeks.
"This can't be happening."
Chang was bent over, breathing hard, his mouth open, hands pressed on his knees.
I think I'm going to be sick," he said in a hoarse whisper.
"No, keep it together," I said. "Please, everyone, keep it together."
"Riley, help us," Carter said softly.
"You know this place from the game. Help us out of here."
Again, I pictured the layout of the mansion. I'd been through the halls, through the rooms, battling evil spirits, fighting ghostly monsters of all kinds. "Follow me," I said. "I can find a door. I know we can get out of here." Boy, was I wrong. Chapter 28. We shielded our candles with our hands as we turned and started to make our way down the hall that led to the back of the house. The trembling orange candlelight guided our way through the deep darkness. Fighting back my panic, I peered into every room we passed. Perhaps a window would be our way to escape. But no, some of the windows had bars over them, some were boarded up, others were too high on the wall for us to reach. I led the way down the twisting halls. I thought I knew where I was going. So far, the house matched the game in every way. We passed a large den. I stopped to look at the pool table. Something tall and mossy had grown in the center of the table, like a shrub. Or was it mold? A sour aroma floated off the ugly growth, and even in the dim light, I could see dozens of fat black insects crawling over it. With a shudder, I turned away. My bare feet were frozen and were starting to tingle with a numb feeling. We turned the corner and stepped into another narrow hall. Scarlet? Scarlet, can you hear me? My voice echoed as if in a tunnel. No reply. I couldn't stop the waves of panic rolling down my body. Where can she be? Did the Beast or one of the other Shudder Mansion creatures take Scarlet and Mia and hide them somewhere? Or worse? A solid wood doorway, the back door, was just where I expected it to be. I had used it to escape several times while playing the Shudder Mansion game. The others gathered around as I raised my candle to the door. Oh, wow, I murmured as I saw the black metal bolt across the door. The bolt had a chain and a big padlock on one end. I tugged at the padlock. It wouldn't budge.
This door is locked too, Chang said in a tiny voice.
His candle trembled in front of him.
I should have brought my toolbox, Carter said. I have a bolt cutter that would cut right through that one.
I wanted to slump onto the floor and cover my head and wish this whole night away. But I knew I couldn't give up. I had to get help to find my sister. I had to get us out of this terrifying house. Wait, there's another back door, I remembered. I took off, trotting down the long hall to my right.
I can't feel my feet, Denisha called. Seriously, I think I have frostbite.
Riley, don't run so fast, Chang called. I can't keep up with you.
I turned back and saw him thumping along barefoot, limping halfway down the hall. Almost there, I called. We'll be okay as soon as we get out of here. Oh, no, I moaned. The other back door was locked and bolted, too. We all stared at the big padlock chained to the bolt.
Well, we wanted adventure, Carter murmured.
We can't give up, Denisha said. We have to get help.
My grandparents must be worried about me already, Chang said.
Our parents ran off screaming, I said. They haven't come back to see if we're okay.
It's crazy. It's like they don't care.
Something frightened them, Denisha said. Something frightened them really badly.
So why haven't they come back to rescue us? I said. I heard a sound. I raised my hand to silence the others. A voice. A muffled voice. Very far away? I spun away from the door and crossed to the middle of the hall.
Did you hear it too?
I demanded, listening hard.
Did you hear something?
A voice? Denisha said. I think...
I took off, running toward the sound. My heart started to pound in my chest. I stopped in front of a closed door at the end of the hallway and tugged it open. The others ran up beside me. Their candles sent a pale wash of light into the doorway. I stared at the steps that led down. The basement, I murmured. Here it is. I moved onto the first step. Denisha pulled me back.
Riley, we can't go down there. It's scary enough up here.
She's right, Chang said. We have to find a way out. We can't go down there and...
I pulled free of Denisha's hand and moved back into the stairwell. I cupped my hands around my mouth and shouted down in a breathless voice, Scarlet, are you down there? Mia? Scarlet, can you hear me? Silence. The four of us froze. No one moved. Scarlet! Can you hear me? And then I gasped as a hoarse, raspy voice sent up a reply.
Help me! Please, help me!
Scarlet! I cried, is it you?
Help me!
Yes, I recognized her voice. Yes, yes, we'd found her!
Please, help me, she cried. Hurry!
Chapter 29. I stumbled on the last step and landed hard on a concrete floor. Blinking in the darkness, I saw pale light through a wide window high on the far wall. The air down here was hot and dry. One side of the room had a wall of wooden crates piled high from the floor to the ceiling.
Ew, what's that?
Denisha lowered her candle, and we gazed at the pale yellow bones of an animal skeleton stretched out in front of us.
I think it's a rat, she stammered.
An ex-rat, Carter said.
Scarlet? I shouted. I choked on the heavy, dry air.
Scarlet, where are you?
Help me, Riley!
Her shrill, frightened voice rang out.
Hurry!
Kicking up a cloud of dust, we moved toward the light in the next room. Oh, no! I cried out as I stepped into the next room and stared at my sister. She sat in a stiff-backed chair under a bright spotlight, a cone of white light. Her head was down. Her red hair covered her face. She turned to face us, and I could see her eyes wide with terror.
Scarlet! I screamed. You're here!
Untie me! She shrieked. Hurry! Untie me!
Her hands were tied to the chair behind her, and a thick rope tied her ankles together at the floor.
Riley, quick! She cried. Get me out of here!
I dove toward her. I glimpsed Denisha close behind me. Carter and Chang hung back.
Is Mia here? Carter shouted. Have you seen Mia?
I leaped into the cone of bright light. Scarlet twisted and squirmed, trying to loosen the heavy ropes that tied her down. Who did this? I screamed as I grabbed at the ropes around her wrists. Who brought you here? Before Scarlet could answer, I saw something moving across the room. Squinting through the bright light of the spotlight overhead, I saw shadow creatures dipping and circling. I gasped. My hands drew back from the ropes. I heard Denisha cry out. Chang and Carter backed against the concrete wall. The shadows curled and bobbed in front of us like a calm, dark ocean, waves low but readying to sweep onto shore. A tall wave of shadows billowing across the room, rising, rising like the tide coming in. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. I'd seen these shadows in the video game, and they never brought good news.
What's happening? Scarlet cried. Riley, untie me! Why are you just standing there?
I didn't answer. I stood and gaped in horror as the shadows took shape. Three inky forms rose up from the billowing dark waves. In seconds, the shadows stood upright, became three separate figures. I gasped as I recognized the faces of the three shadow people that faced us now. I knew two of them from the game. I knew they're evil. And the third one, I knew better than the others. Mia. Mia encased in shadow, then stepping out of the dark covering into the light, her blonde hair fluttering around her. Eyes wild with excitement. Her face a picture of total glee. Mia. I never trusted her. From the moment I saw right through her skin in the sunlight. From the moment I saw a figure that looked just like her in the video game. Scarlet wanted to make her a friend. But I knew there was something wrong. Something creepy about Mia. And now she grinned at us. The shadows behind her. Her face glowed in the white light of the spotlight. And she pointed to the man and woman at her sides.
These are my parents, she said. I told you they would show up later, and here they are.
The man wore shiny armor over a purple robe. He was bearded and dark. His ears stood straight up like wolf ears, and his snout of a nose and long-toothed grin made him look more like a monster than a man. He was a monster. The Beast. I knew him well. I never defeated him in the game. I never came close. Mia's father was the Beast. And now here he was. And I let out a long breath because I knew we were doomed. In the game, he stood like a man, but he growled like an animal. He tore people apart, ripped them in half with his teeth. Margot, the woman, Mia's mother, was just as deadly. She looked frail and small, pretty and blonde with a sweet smile, like Mia, but she had amazing powers of strength. She could grab your arm and snap it off, or break your leg with one hand. Whenever Margo and the Beast appeared in the Shutter Mansion game, I knew I was doomed. I never had the right weapons. I was helpless. They ended my game every single time. And now, here they were in real life. The smiles on their faces showed they knew they had already won. What did they want?
"Let me go!" Scarlet cried. "Mia, tell them to untie me. Mia, please!"
Mia ignored her. She turned to Denisha, Carter, Chang, and me.
"My parents asked me to make you all welcome," she said in her whispery voice. "Mom and Dad are so eager to meet you and to have you here."
"How did you do that trick of coming out of the shadows?" Carter demanded. "Are you magicians?"
He hadn't caught on. He had no idea what we were facing.
"Are you going to untie me?"
Scarlet cried.
"Silence!" the Beast roared. "Silence, all of you. I make the game rules, not you."
"This is all a game?"
Chang asked.
"Yes, this is a game, and you have won," Margo said.
"Escape from Shutter Mansion is played all over the world," the Beast said, pumping out his chest as he bragged. "The most popular horror game of all time."
His deep voice thundered off the basement walls.
"And now you have won, as Margo told you," the Beast continued, "because you will all appear in the game's sequel, Death at Shutter Mansion."
Chapter 30. The words sent a deep chill racing down my back.
"You can't do that. You have to let us go."
"You're crazy," Carter shouted. "You have to let us out of here."
"Let me go,"
Scarlet begged, squirming in the chair, struggling with the ropes.
"Please."
Denisha had her hands pressed to her cheeks. Chang stood behind her, arms crossed tightly in front of him, as if forming a shield. Mia stood between her parents, a thin smile on her face.
"Why are you young people so unhappy?"
Margo demanded.
"You are all going to be stars."
"Millions will see you die," the Beast roared. "Millions! You'll be famous. Just think of it."
"We don't want to be famous," I said. I pointed to Scarlet. "Why have you tied my sister up? Let her go, now."
"Your sister will not be set free,"
Margo said, taking a step toward me.
"The Beast is hungry,"
her husband said, stepping up beside her. He had his eyes on Scarlet.
"The Beast must be fed."
"The Beast must be fed,"
Mia began the chant, and her mother joined in.
"The Beast must be fed. The Beast must be fed."
And as they chanted, the Beast began to change form. He dropped to all fours and grew and stretched. His body made horrible cracking sounds, and he opened his mouth, revealing rows of jagged animal teeth.
"The Beast must be fed. The Beast must be fed."
Like a red-eyed panther, he growled from deep in his belly. Then he rose up over my sister, licking his teeth with a long red tongue and drooling. Gobs of yellow drool oozed onto Scarlet.
"The Beast must be fed. The Beast must be fed."
"Riley, do something!"
my sister shrieked in terror. I knew I had only a few seconds before the Beast claimed his meal. But what could I do? Suddenly, I had an idea. I had to get to the coal storage room next to the furnace at the back of the basement. I knew there was something there that might save us. If I could get there, maybe, just maybe, there would be a way to rescue Scarlet. And to keep all of us from having to die in this horrifying mansion. But how could I get past the roaring, drooling Beast? If I took off running, he would grab me in an instant. Then I would become his dinner instead of Scarlet, and I wouldn't be able to save any of us.
"Riley, hurry!"
Scarlet's shriek broke into my frantic thoughts. How do I get past him? How do I get to the coal storage room? And then I spotted it. My only hope. Chapter 31. I saw it on a small table against the wall to my right. It gleamed in the harsh light of the spotlight over my sister's chair. Squinting across the room, I realized what I was seeing. A gold cup. A gold trophy cup. And I remembered it. I remembered it from the game I had played on the day Mia came to our house. I remembered very clearly. I thought the gold cup was a prize. Playing the game, I'd moved to pick it up. And to my shock, it wasn't a prize at all. It was a trap. The cup was filled with hundreds of angry spiders. That was in the game. Now I was staring at the trophy cup in real life. If I grab the cup, if I pour the hungry spiders over the beast's head, will I have a chance? Will it distract him long enough for me to get to the coal room at the back? I had no choice. I had to try it. Without thinking about it any longer, I grabbed Carter with both hands and I shoved him into Margot. "Hey!" she uttered a startled cry and stumbled to one side. It gave me 2 seconds to move. I lurched across the room, stretched out my hands, and grabbed the cup. Yes! I had it in one hand! The beast tilted back his head in a deafening, angry roar. I spun around and dove quickly back across the room. With a groan, I raised the gold cup over the beast's head, raised it high and tilted it over him. I stood there with the gold cup tilted over the monster's head, not moving, not breathing, my entire body stiff with fear, and watched as nothing poured out. The cup was empty. Chapter 32. Huh? I let out a gasp. The cup trembled in my hand. The beast tossed back his head in a roar of triumph. His red eyes glowed. The drool glistened on his teeth. He turned and began to lower his teeth to my sister's shoulder. Scarlet screamed. I raised the cup high and smashed it over his head. The beast uttered a startled whelp, and to my shock, the big creature flew apart. Burst into a million pieces, just like that shadow I had seen that day on the back lawn. I watched the pieces fly in all directions, like confetti blown by the wind. And then I was moving, faster than I had ever moved. Margot and Mia stood in open-mouthed shock as I darted past them. The light from the spotlight faded behind me and I ran into darkness. I didn't care. I knew where I was going. I had to get there before Margot and Mia recovered and came after me. Squinting into the blackness, I saw the enormous furnace, still and silent, and beside it, a wide doorway to another room. The coal storage room. I could still smell the coal, even though the room was empty. No one had stoked up this furnace in 100 years. If only I had brought a candle, some way to see in this total darkness. I knew where it was from playing the game, but how would I ever find it without seeing? A tiny button. A tiny reset button. I remembered it was on the near wall, somewhere near the bottom, almost to the floor. I dropped to my knees. I frantically smoothed my hand over the bumpy stone wall. If I could find the reset button, if I could push the reset button before anyone stopped me, maybe this night would totally restart, just like in the video game. Maybe we would find ourselves back outside. Maybe I could reset the whole night and get us out of this terrifying mansion. I heard footsteps, running, coming closer, shouts, Margot and Mia, angry cries. I spread my hand over the stones. I couldn't feel a button. I lowered both hands and moved them frantically over the hard bumps of the stone wall. And yes, yes, I found the button. Found it in the smooth molding near the floor. I was shaking so hard, I couldn't keep my finger on it. I couldn't see, couldn't think, couldn't move. But yes, I pushed the button. Please work. Please reset the night, just like resetting the game. Please, please work. Nothing happened. Chapter 33. I hunched there in the blackness, my finger still pressed on the button. Nothing moved. Nothing changed. And then the darkness was suddenly replaced by a blinding flash of white. So bright I let out a cry. I shut my eyes against it. But the pain of the sharp light came right through my eyelids. Brighter, brighter. Finally it faded. The pain lingered in my head. I waited for the light to be completely gone. Then I opened my eyes. Whoa, I think it worked. My dad pulled the car up to the curb. It was a dark, moonless night. Scarlett and I gazed up at Shutter Mansion, rising above the trees. I can't believe we're going to spend the night in the old mansion, I thought.
Don't forget the cooler, Mom said. We brought a lot of drinks and snacks for everyone.
Behind us, a long SUV pulled up to the curb. Carter climbed out, followed by his housekeeper. They moved to the back of the SUV and began pulling out all the electronic equipment Carter had promised to bring. By 8 o'clock, the whole team was gathered in the front entryway. We piled our jackets against one wall. Some of the parents began lighting candles and setting them up around us. Everyone was talking at once. My dad began to clap his hands together and shouted,
"Quiet, everyone! Can we have it quiet? We have a plan!"
It took a little while for everyone to settle down. Mom and Dad both stepped into the center of the room. Their faces appeared to flicker in and out of the candlelight.
"We parents got together earlier this week and made a plan," Dad announced. "You guys are going to have a lot of fun tonight."
Fun? I thought. Will it be fun? I sure hope so.
Epilogue. Looks like Riley, Scarlett, and friends are going to live their terrifying night all over again. And again. And again. And again. I think Riley pushed the wrong button. He pushed the reset button. Maybe he should have pushed game over. And why did all the parents run away screaming? Let's clear that up. It was their little joke. They planned it all along. They didn't want the kids to get bored. Well, I bet they won't be bored now, since they'll be living the rest of their lives in Shudder Mansion. I'll be back soon with some more shudders for you in another Goosebumps book. Remember, this is Slappy World. You only scream in it.
This is Matt Braver. We hope that you have enjoyed this production of Escape from Shudder Mansion, a Goosebumps Slappy World story by R.L. Stine. Read by Matt Braver, with Joe Freya as Slappy. This program was produced at Dion Audio and directed by Brian Allen. Executive producer, Paul R. Gagne. Print edition published by Scholastic, Inc. Goosebumps book series created by Parachute Press, Inc. Text copyright 2018 by Scholastic, Inc. Production copyright 2018 by Scholastic, Inc. All rights reserved. Look for other exciting Goosebumps titles from Scholastic Audio.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.